every morning. Arabile Gumede and Nastasia Aronsa on Classic Business. Breakfast with MoneyWeb.
It's 23 minutes after 7. The Joint Constitutional Review Committee adopted its report in favour of an amendment of Section 25 of the Constitution to make it possible for the state to expropriate land without compensation in the public interest. You'll remember that the Constitutional Review Committee was set up by Parliament earlier this year to help it decide whether there is a need to amend the Constitution. To talk to us about yesterday's decision, we're joined on the line by Bulelwa Mabasa, who is from Workmans. Bulelwa, thank you so much for your time with us this morning. What happens next and what does this decision mean?
Thank you. It's a pleasure to have to be on your show. So what happens now is that, as you recall, the mandate was that there must be an investigation by Parliament on the need on whether or not to amend Section 25. Now that question, it's important to realize that it's a very legal and technical question that goes into the interpretation of Section 25. Now, the outcome of this is that it was felt then by the committee that the current reading or the current framing of Section 25 of the Constitution does not make it explicitly clear, you know, to say in what circumstances can expropriation without compensation happen. Of course, the other argument, which has been an argument advanced by many academics and legal practitioners, has been that the current framing actually does allow for a possibility of zero compensation under certain circumstances. So what's going to happen now is that there's going to be a further voting by the National Council of Provinces and National Assembly, which would require a two-thirds majority and 6 out of 9 provinces agreeing on the proposed changed wording. And that could take quite a significant amount of time.
I'm sure you saw the, some of the news reports saying that according to the Constitutional Review Committee's report, there was overwhelming support in the public and oral hearings for an amendment. But there were also written submissions which the opposition parties are saying were not even considered. Does that change the game slightly?
Look, I think what's important is that the question, you know, the question of whether or not we need to amend is not a question that can just be thrown to the general public without the general public being informed about what are the issues, what are the issues that have challenged or dogged land reform. Most of the difficulties that have dogged land reform are issues that actually sit outside of the wording or the interpretation. I believe that the land reform can still be something that is an objective that is reached, and it does not simply rest on the wording of Section 25 itself. So it's actually also a fundamental and philosophical bigger question, and that is the will of the people is what the Parliament process was trying to uncover. And if the will of the people is that there's a perception that the Constitution itself has been a barrier, is that has got to be compared, on the other hand, with very technical legal questions of interpretation and the role of the judiciary in interpreting what Section 25 is about. So I think it's actually been the first time that our democracy has been stretched to a level where public sentiment is overwhelmingly perceiving the Constitution or this particular section to have been some kind of an impediment, when in fact people that have been working on the ground, such as lawyers and researchers and academics, have all along been saying that there are many other things that should happen that would deliver land reform without necessarily resorting to an amendment in the Constitution.
All right. And from what I understand, the committee's final report and recommendations will now be tabled in the National Assembly for debate. And then it goes to the NCOP for concurrence and continues in that process. We did have the I think the Interministerial Committee on Land Reform, that advisory panel that was set up, and I think it's going to be chaired by Deputy President David Mabuza. What role do you see them playing in this process from your understanding going forward?
It's important to realize the parliamentary process is a very separate process. It's a parallel, it's a process that involves all parties in parliament. So it's quite distinct from the role of the IMC, the Interministerial Committee. I sit on a panel of advisors that advises the Interministerial Committee on how new land reform policy should look like for the future. And it is the workings of the Interministerial Committee advised by the Land Reform Committee, which I form a part of, that will determine or rather advise the Interministerial Committee, not just on this issue of the need for an amendment, but on a broader picture on how we can fix or rather revise new land reform policy. So these processes are not necessarily connected. However, obviously with the work of the IMC, they will have to take, monitor what the constitutional review process looks like and take that into account when the decision is made on how new land reform policy should be reformulated for the future.
All right. And from what I understand, I think the EFF wants this process to be concluded before the elections in 2019. I'm guessing this would be rushing it because we don't have enough time between, today, November 16th, up until May when we actually have elections. It would be too short a period and it would come across as a bit too rushed, right?
Absolutely. And I think the important thing there is that whilst we're seeing some kind of a harmonious chorus coming out from the ANC and the EFF on the need for an amendment, what is going to be prove to be a challenge and very difficult is on the actual wording, because the ANC is advancing for clarity on those circumstances under which expropriation of that compensation can happen. Whilst, on the other hand, the EFF is advancing for a completely different position, and that is that all property rights be, vest in the state as opposed to individuals. So it's going to be a long process, and it's going to prove to be a lot, a deeper challenge to have some kind of agreement amongst the parties on even the proposed wording of that amendment, if the agreement is that the amendment should go through.
Bulelwa, thank you so much for your time this morning. That's Bulelwa Mabasa, who is from Workman's. Time to have a look at news headlines.